I have a question here from Nish Nayar, also from Facebook, and he says, are there any problems that may require the replacement or masking of several genes rather than just a single one? Now, Adrian, I know you spoke a little bit about that earlier, so Tim, I'm going to point that at you.
Gosh, thanks. well, it's a very good point that there are conditions. Of course, what we refer to as the single gene defects are often not so simple, that they have modifying factors and other genes which contribute to the development of what we refer to as the disease phenotype, the condition that you see in the patient. But on the whole, there's a primary gene which we've chosen that's defective and which then drives the development of the disease. And when you put that right, one hopes very much that the other things, as it were, fade into insignificance. So that's why, starting in this area, we choose the definitive approach to major determinants that predispose to disease. And that's, you know, choose your targets, choose your weapons, and choose your targets first, I think. But it's quite true that once we begin to understand diseases that have more complex genetic archaeology, as it were, architecture, then it may be necessary to tackle those, Diana, and to think about a multi-pronged approach focused in each case to the determining locus. But I think that's a little bit far ahead. Let's deal with what we've got in our clinics at the moment before we start tackling the really complex things.
Thanks, Tim.